Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Ludicrous City. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and thank God we're not Philadelphia. What a night for the city of brotherly love.
The Phillies gone?
Did you see what happened?
In the Phillies game?
Yes.
No, what happened?
The 11th inning.
Damn.
They have an out at first, a force out.
And they throw it over?
They throw it home, and he misses. Yo, like, as bad as the Eagles.
So if he get the out at first, it's over.
Over. It's two outs.
So why does he try to go home?
I don't know, B. You got to watch this play because it's just, it was like a shockingly, I mean, Lanville, you're the seam head here. And that's like a little league play. Like, you know what to do.
If there's a force out, you definitely go there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
the 11th inning of the National League Division Series.
If the bases aren't loaded, you're damn. But even if the bases loaded,
in the 11th inning,
you go
to force a game
to the easiest place. But if you're throwing home where it has to be a perfect throw and tag him, that's idiotic. I mean, listen, bro.
Idiotic is the right way to describe it.
My last time playing baseball. On the team, I was in the ninth grade. That's my last time playing. And I would know if I got a force out at first, this guy's on second, I mean on third base, he's going home, he's doing that to distract me. Go to the damn easy out. You throw it there, he catches it, he's out.
Yeah.
I got to throw a perfect ball and you got to let him tag him?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it was a force out at home, too. The bases were loaded.
Force out at home as well?
Okay.
The thing was the runner probably would have beat the throw, even if it was good. The catcher was standing on home plate pointing to first.
Like, throw it over there.
Throw it to first.
So,
yeah.
So the catcher's not even set up for, like, the collision or whatever.
And then it was a terrible throw, too.
Oh, man.
And not to mention, in regulation, didn't they walk in? Listen, baseball was the second screen for me last night. I was watching football. But didn't they walk in the tying run in regulation?
I have no idea. I would never watch that garbage, but I did watch the play they lost on hundreds of times. It was great.
I mean.
So, Brian, what happened, Brian?
The closer they got at the deadline that, you know, has his own entrance song that they all love.
Duran or whatever?
A run. Duran, yeah.
He walked in the tying run.
Yeah, bases loaded to Mookie Betts, ball four.
In the ninth?
Seventh or eighth. They brought him in early.
Well, you know what?
So that happens.
I would love to be a fly on the wall at WIP today.
So CK said he was listening, and it was on fire.
Listen to me, dude. You know how sometimes our fans call in? I'm like, they are like that sometimes when they win. If you win by 1 point in a football game up there, it's like you lost.
All right, here's the play, B. Hold on. I'm going to start it over. So this is the play. Can you see? Look, throw to first.
Wait. You didn't tell me it was the pitcher who threw the ball.
Yes.
The pitcher threw the ball that horrible? All they had to do is just field it, turn around, and just do a quick little toss. Like you throw to your little kids in the yard. You know you try to throw the ball to your girls, and you got to throw it to a little looper?
Yeah.
That would have worked that first place. He missed the catcher by like 5-6 feet.
Here's what I'd like to do. 800-636-1067. Is Jeff here? No. White Brian, you're going to answer the phones. Where are the Philly fans? Because I know you're here in the D.C. area. Like, you guys show up to the games.
Nah, they're not going to be here today.
Phone lines are open to any Philly fan all day.
800-636-1067.
Yeah. Phone lines are open to Philly fans all day. Because I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning, pardon my take, and they have a big Philly guy on their show, Max. He was apoplectic. Like, he said he's quitting sports, like he doesn't want to do it anymore.
He's not going to quit.
He said, of course not. He said,
he's going to be trying to climb a pole soon.
He said, and Lanville, I'm curious what your take on this. He said that's the worst playoff loss since Bill Buckner in the World Series. The worst way to lose since Bill Buckner in the World Series.
I don't know.
I mean, just
it's pretty brutal. I don't know about
It's brutal.
It's a division series game, so you can't compare it to something like the World Series.
It's one thing if you get walked off in the bottom of the 11th, if somebody just makes a play, like somebody slaps a double down the line you get walked off.
The bases were loaded, Jay.
Sure.
You're in a bad situation anyway. But still, routine play, field, first base, done.
Oh, somebody's calling. Be a Philly fan.
Field, first place, done. That's how it goes.
So that game ends around 8:30, 9 o'clock-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It was very odd timing. They had the Phillies-Dodgers game early and then Cubs-Brewers late. I don't know why they had the West Coast game earlier, but whatever. Then lock in for Eagles-Giants, Thursday night football.
That O-line.
The Eagles are a mess.
Right? Listen, bro. I know they say nothing is going on, but one thing I know about sports. When you're playing sports and there's internal strife, you get what you saw last night. You watch them from the offensive coordinator trying to force the ball to A.J. Brown to Jalen Hurts is like distant from his teammates. The offensive line, complete garbage. Listen, that was one of the best. They say the best offensive line. Man, Mulata was getting whipped like Little League football whipped last night. So when you got all those different things going on, bro, things don't work. You got your Jalen Carter didn't play. Your D line still wouldn't stop and no damn body wouldn't get no. And then once Quinyon Mitchell got hurt, they were just going at those dudes.
The Eagles are 4-2. They're still in first place in the NFC East. Washington can tie them for first place in the NFC East Monday night. They're 4-2. They have a negative point differential on the season. I heard this morning. This stat stunned me. They've been outgained in every game this season.
Man, I can see that.
Like, their offense is anemic. Saquon's not running as well. The O-line's not blocking as well. Hurts can be a great passer. We've seen him have the two best passing games of his career in two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like that right now.
No, he didn't.
He had Devontae Smith deep, overthrew him by like 6 yards.
Yeah.
That was a walk-in touchdown for Smith.
Sometimes you got to put that ball on the person. You know, instead of leading them when they're wide open like that, one thing my quarterback days, when a guy was wide open, I tried to stick the ball onto him.
Sure.
Because I'd much rather him catch a 40-yard gain than me miss a 70-yard touchdown.
Totally.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and Coach Cully will always say, if he's wide open, don't try to lead him. Try to throw it on him. And I watch quarterbacks, and I see guys open, and most quarterbacks throw the ball zoom at the guy. He let that thing fly, and it was so flat, he had no arc to it.
Totally.
You have no arc to it, you're going to have problems.
All right, Lanville, let me hear the game call of the Phillies play bottom of the 11th when the pitcher just loses his mind. Here's the game call of it.
Trey. Paez breaks his bat. Kirk Ring, got to find it. Throws to the plate. Oh, my goodness. He throws it away, and the Dodgers have won. The Dodgers win.
See, listening to that right there and then watching the play as well, I don't think if he throws it to first base, he's throwing. That pitcher choked.
Yeah.
That's what happened. It's not the fact that he threw it to the wrong spot. He choked. You throw the ball across the plate and you miss a guy from half the distance by that much?
By 10 feet.
Come on, dog, please.
Credit to my man Brad in Northern Virginia, who's a Philly fan. Brad, how you feeling this morning?
Guys, I got nothing for you. I'm one of those rare Philly fans that aren't going to try to defend anybody or anything like that. that pitcher last night probably would have dropped the ball if he was standing in front of that batter to tag him, and he probably would have dropped it. That game was way too big for him. And as far as the Eagles go, all I need is Kevin Petullo to be fired directly into the sun. That's it. Because I don't know what he does. He definitely didn't learn anything from Kellen Moore or anything like that from last year, because I knew what they were going to call last night sitting on my living room in Woodbridge.
Wow.
And I got nothing for it. I mean, that was
– isn't that Sirianni's buddy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Petullo and Sirianni's buddy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. He ain't go. I already resigned myself to that one. He ain't going nowhere.
What's his credentials? I understand.
Nothing.
He came up with Sirianni.
And
he's from Jersey.
What did he ever do? Like, what accomplishments he had prior to coming up with Sirianni?
I can't find any anywhere. He just came up with Sirianni. And to be honest with you, Kellen Moore was not hired by Sirianni. Kellen Moore was hired by Howie Roseman.
Mm. They were in Indy together. Kevin Petullo played in college at South Florida. Got his first job with the Chiefs, probably in the...
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Herm Edwards days, 07-08,
mm-hmm.
Was a QC for the Bills. Then he got to Indy at the same time as Sirianni. And so who do you feel better about, Bryce Harper or Kevin Petullo?
Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, everybody wants to kill Bryce Harper for the way the postseason went. He was the only one that hit. Kyle Schwarber was 0 for September going into the playoffs, and he was the only one that did anything.
Here's what I can tell you. Since Bryce signed with the Phillies, the Nationals have won World Series. Phillies have zero.
Oh, yeah. No, I am totally with you.
Don't worry. You got another 7 years of him blow-drying his hair.
Yeah.
He cut,
by the way. He's got some random buzz cut. All he does is cut his blow-dry his hair and have kids. He just had his fourth kid.
Congrats, Bryce. Thank you for the call, Brad.
Made all that
thank
money. You got to do something to rest yourself.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. All right, guys.
What they call this guy? The stress buster.
The slump buster.
No, this guy is a comedian. He calls himself the stress buster. Well, Bryce Harper, he's busting stress. I'll tell you that, boy.
Phone lines are open for Philly fans all day. You want Bryce gone? You want Petullo gone? You want Sirianni gone?
That dude wasn't a typical Philly fan.
He was very calm.
He's
lived in Virginia for
a
while.
But he say he's one of those that don't sit up there and try to make excuses. That's cool.
I almost want to get, like, Ike on the phone or something just to check in with WIP. I bet your boy Angelo, that's like the legend of Philly sports radio.
Angelo retired, didn't he?
Yeah, I bet today he doesn't mind being retired.
No, because Angelo liked to stir stuff up. You know, he liked to stir it up, man.
Who's your buddy that has his own show that left WIP and just does his own thing now?
Oh, Anthony Gargano.
Text Ant. See if we can get him on. Let's get a vibe check in Philadelphia.
Will do.
Listen, the Phillies are cooked. That season is over. The Eagles, however, are still 4-2. But they got problems. They got combustible personalities. And I said this after 5 weeks last year. They ended up turning around, went to the Super Bowl, won it. Philly was a great team last year, period. I'm taking nothing away from what the Eagles accomplished last year. But I thought for sure, I have thought this for some time, Howie runs that team, and then Big Dom runs that team. Sirianni is too volatile himself to be able to handle the low moments. So I don't know if this mini-buy will take care of things. You also we got to credit the Giants.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jackson Dart is giving them something. Cam Scataboo runs like a badass. I don't know the longevity of his career with that running style, but damn, he's good right now.
Yeah, yeah.
The Giants deserve credit.
And
they
were good
last night.
Jackson Dart, they better get him to stop running. They can say what they want. He had a concussion last night.
I have never seen the blue medical tent handled like it was last night.
But as soon as he got hit, what's the first thing he did? When he went down, he grabbed his head.
Yeah.
When you grab your head immediately, you're telling someone, headache. He got a damn concussion last night. But this, look, the NFL say what they want to say. He was going back in the game. The coach walks into the tent, which is not supposed to happen.
No.
And the damn player goes into the tent. Not supposed to happen. I'm going to tell you, he's an electric dude. Jackson Dart, I have to give it to him. Dude's electric. He going to get knocked the hell out. This is what I hate about the commentators, too. You heard the commentators last night? Oh, just let him play. That's his style. Well, why the rest of the quarterbacks that run, they can't, that ain't their style? You see what I'm saying? It was a complete different narrative. But that dude last night, he going to get bleep up.
Yeah.
If he keep running like that.
The way the
he's trying to lower shoulder on people.
I have never seen a blue tent situation like that. Frankly, the Giants should probably get fined.
They will probably get fined because the dude who's the independent person, hell, he wasn't in the tent. They pushed him out the damn tent. Am I right, Brian? The independent dude was standing there. They pushed him to the side.
I've never seen something like that. That is not how it's supposed to go. You're going to take head injury serious. But White Brian, for you and your Giants, how you feeling this morning?
I feel great. Jackson Dart looked like Josh Allen light. And my favorite part about the injury is he holds his head, and then as soon as the doctors come over, he starts flexing his hamstring.
Yeah. you saw what I saw. He had a damn concussion.
He
got his bell rung. Because what happened, the head came down right on the top of the guy's knee.
Yeah.
Boom. Yep. And you could see the jolt. So
I was watching with my wife. She's like, oh, he's hurt.
Yes.
Like, because you saw him hit the knee. And
look,
I've never seen, like, the fact that a rookie running back is running in the blue medical tent, that sideline might be a little out of control, Ryan Daboll.
They're rookies. Are running the team.
Clearly.
The rookies are running the team right now.
Well, did you see? So Dart has to go out, and the medical tent situation is a disaster. Is just a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one pass Russ Wilson threw?
Yeah, I saw it.
And that's when Daboll was like, get the kid back in. Russ looked god awful.
Hey, I saw it.
All right, Charles is on the line. Charles, you are a Philly fan. How you doing, buddy?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Good morning. I didn't say I was a Philly fan. I said I was a Jalen Hurts fan.
Well, how's that going?
And everything was going smooth until you get an egotistical a-hole like A.J. Brown to start complaining about with his T.O. kind of concept about me, myself, and I. Give me the ball. They was moving very smoothly, and then they got away from giving the best running back, in my opinion, Barkley, the ball to let him do his thing. And this is the problem in Philly, trying to appease one person, and he does it every year at some point when he feels that he's not getting enough of highlight, this A.J. Brown. Dynamite player, but his ego is kind of T.O.-ish. And, brother, I got to say something to my favorite Commanders, no disrespect, Redskin, Brian Mitchell on this line.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I have your jersey on my wall.
Appreciate it.
Okay. And can we get you a contract to work with the special teams for the Commanders? Because this guy, Debo, who has been injury prone, is going to get hurt running that ball. That is not a wise decision. We need some Joe Gibbs kind of coaching around here. When you have a guy coming off of an injury, you don't give him a third and one quarterback sneak up the middle when he have knee problems. He got 8 yards on that. but at the same time, it was not
Chuck,
a smart
we gotta run,
play.
Brother. We gotta run. All Thank right, you. All right, we got a break. Brad Biggs from Chicago joining us to preview the Bears game. What a night for Philadelphia. I mean, I remember I was in the link when some dude threw a cheesesteak at Chris Baker. I can only imagine what they were throwing and saying last night. Yep. Brad Biggs joins us next. Philly fans, phones are open all day.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.